swipe us. And so just with that authority of you being Lord, Jesus, we just thank you for that. And you know, I just felt like saying to the enemy, you have no right in this place for us blokes to be vulnerable, for us blokes to be able to share our hearts, for us blokes to be able to confess our weaknesses with each other that we may be healed. We just thank you, Jesus, that you've made the ground clear, and we just proclaim you as Lord and King of this weekend, of this place. And so with that too, I'm praying for you, Dale, now too, that the Lord will give you his spirit flow through you and speak and lead and encourage and what God has for you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thank you. You pick it up. Good work. Excellent. Well, welcome, guys. We've had a few welcomes, but I feel like it's really essential to say welcome. It's great to have you here. It's wonderful to be here with you. It's a privilege to be invited. And like you guys, I've spent the last couple of years not meeting, not connecting, and I feel like we've lost a bit of ground. I really personally feel that. I feel like we've lost territory. And so we've got to take it back. We've got to reconnect and realign and recreate. And that's what our program is this weekend. And so I know, just like you guys, what it costs to get here. And I met somebody already tonight who's come on their own. And I just go, what courage, what guts. That's amazing. Stepping out, stepping forward, saying, I'm hoping for something. I need something. I want something. And I've met one bloke already. I reckon there's a few more here who are hungry. Who's a bit hungry? Yeah, good. Awesome. Awesome. We've got, I've got a couple of slides there. They're pretty basic. You guys going all right, or do you need a pointer? Oh, beautiful. Well, let's go without that. So just to really this weekend, I've been journeying with men now for about 15 years. And I agreed to do that for 1 year, to lead a ministry for 1 year. And 15 years later, here I am. So as Fred said, be bold and follow some desire. Just watch out for what that means as well, because you might be in for a long ride, but it's an awesome ride. But I am convinced, I'm 100% sure, when men make a decision to step out and commit some time to God, he will show up. And then I'm even more convinced that when we do it together, amazing power is let loose. So I have incredible expectations for this weekend for you, for me, and for us. God loves it when his men get together. He loves it. And he's going to use this weekend mightily. A little bit about me, guys. Here we go. Awesome. You're not going to get far knowing me without knowing that family's pretty important for me. And apart from that lovely slide there, if you guys click slideshow. Okay, doesn't matter. All good. That'll do us. I love men's ministry because it doesn't need to be all polished. I love it. We're okay with a few hiccups. Here we go. You're not going to get to know me terribly well without knowing that family's really important. And this is my family. And you're not going to get to know me terribly well without realizing to have a happy family is nearly a miracle in my life. It's my greatest blessing and my greatest achievement, and was a long way from being guaranteed. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And this is my family. I'm 59 this year. I'm 59 now, and in about 30 days I turn 60. It seems like a big number. Some of you are going, oh, you're still a young fella, and I love those blokes. I'm going to hang around those blokes because they keep affirming me that 60's nothing, mate. But it does feel like a milestone. It does feel like a milestone, and I feel like the seasons that I'm in are changing. And so it's important for me to come to grips with what this change of season means. And I don't know about where you're at, but we move through seasons. It's really important that we come to grips with what season we're in. One of the things that's changing is I've become a grandparent too. So if you move to that next slide, which will be back to flat. But these two dudes came along about 7 months ago. You talk about a life changer. So that's my eldest daughter has had twin babies. I got a boy and a girl in one go, and they're magnificent. But I'm just learning what it means to be a grandfather. And you know, one of the first things I've learnt is I don't have a vision for being a grandfather. It's brand new. It's just dropped on top of me, and I've gone, huh, how does this work? What am I supposed to be like? What? And then I'm starting to come to understand. This is a 20, 30-year gig. And I get excited then. I start to imagine them growing up. And I'm going to get to play. I'm going to get to have fun. I'm going to get to do all the fun things I did with my kids over again. Maybe even better this time. Maybe I've matured a little. And then hand them back. See, I also feel like I've joined a club because everyone else, I just say I'm a grandfather now. They go, me too. And suddenly we have this common language and we start gooing and garring. But it's interesting seasons that I'm discovering myself in. In fact, a lot of my life is changing around me. Most of it's good change. But even that is taking a lot of energy and a lot of realignment. I'm a businessman. I have a consultancy business that I've run for 20 years. And I've got to tell you, COVID, that was the hardest couple of years in business that I have had. Really hard. Laying people off, running at a loss, you're losing money. Difficult. Anyone had any difficult business challenges in the last couple of years? And so I've had family change, business change, and then ministry, which I lead a ministry of a church in Brisbane, Bridgman Baptist. It's a Baptist ministry, a Baptist church. And I, just like Fred, had a desire to find some good men to follow. I was a young Christian man, maybe in my 40s even. And I got a family, and I was going, I don't know how to do this Christian walk. I don't know how to be this Christian husband. Who can show me? And so I was looking for some good men to follow. And somehow God said, no, you should lead. Wow, how did that happen? But I've been on this journey for 15 years now, leading a men's ministry. And it has brought me into the shed space. Who's been to shed? Who's yet to come to shed? A few of us? Good. And sheds, I think we've got shed on tomorrow night. Yep, shed's a space. And this is a space. And shed's a space where men get to turn up and be real. And they're sharing about life. And from that, we learn from one another. We learn about the mistakes that people make. We learn about the recoveries. We learn about things they've done well. And that we can adopt. We don't have to learn it all ourselves. That's a slow way. You know, in Australia, there's this lovely... Well, it's not lovely. It's a horrible sort of principle that you see in some workplaces. We have to learn it the hard way. Let them learn it the hard way. I think that's the dumbest thing I've ever heard. We need to be encouraging, lifting others up, as the boys talked to before, and that's what shed's about. So we'll have an experience of that this weekend as well. Good, that's a little bit about me. Let me tell you a little bit. So three themes in our program this week. You're at Better Blokes in 2017 and I was here and you were playing the drums, I think, or singing. Singing? No? Panel? You got a panel beating shot? Completely wrong guy. That was going to be amazing. I was going to show you my power of memory and I can... If you just nodded, we would have got away with that. That would have been awesome. It's a bloke who looks nothing like you. That's who it was. They talked about...
It wasn't me either.
No. three themes this weekend is reconnecting, and that's going to require of us. You know, we got to be a participant in that. We want to realign, as the boy said, and we want to reignite our heart. Get the passion. That's what heart's about, is where passion is. Passion for life, passion for the goodness, passion for serving God in a way that we're growing. Tonight, though, we're focusing on reconnecting. And I think there's a few dimensions to that. I think we need to reconnect man to man. Reconnect. Anyone here know everybody in the room? That means everybody here could meet somebody new this weekend. That's a possibility, and I'll throw it out there as a challenge. I remember leading a men's retreat, and there was this guy there that said to himself, I'm going to meet every bloke by like Saturday lunchtime. And he just set himself that challenge, and he did. So I encourage you to be bold, be brave. It's easy to stay with the guys you know. It's going to be richer to make some new connections. We want to connect with who we are, and we want to connect with God, both individually and together. They're some of our journeys that we want to go through over the next couple of days. I'm leading a few sessions here, and so we'll be building on where we get to tonight. Let me tell you a little bit about you. That's a little bit about me, but a little bit about you. You qualify to be here. Every bloke here is here on purpose. It's here for a reason. And it does not matter what your age is. Isn't it awesome to have fathers like Fred? Yeah?
Well, you think I'm old or something?
Young fathers like Fred. But I got to tell you, my heart warms when I see an older man full of life. He's been leading. He's had a vision. He's had a desire, and he's acted on that. And we honour you, Fred. For us being here, you've enabled this. So it doesn't matter whether you're Fred's age or whether you're the youngest bloke here, you qualify. It doesn't matter how long you've been on the journey, a long time. Some guys here have walked the journey with God for decades and decades, and some just beginning, some are on the way to discovering that. You qualify. It doesn't matter what your story is. Anyone had a few bumpy chapters, rocky chapters in your story? Just everybody. You don't get out without some big knocks. So it doesn't matter what your history or your story is, you qualify to be here. It doesn't matter what your education is, whether you're educated at university or in the school of hard knocks, it doesn't matter. God loves us all, loves every man, wants the best for us. And it doesn't matter what your occupation is at all, you qualify to be here. So I would just like to pray as we move into reconnecting now. Lord, I can see these men. You can see these men. I'm facing them. And it's rich and awesome to be here with them. Thank you for bringing them. Thank you for drawing them here, Lord, now. And we pray through your Holy Spirit that you will ignite, reconnect, and realign these men, Lord, to your mission and your purpose in who they are. You know where every man is at. And we pray you meet him right there and move him on. Move him on. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I did notice this awesome group of guys leading us in worship here. And I would have guessed maybe their average age is a little less than the average age in the room. Would that be fair? That'd be fair. I just feel really blessed by young guys contributing. Isn't that awesome that they come and bring what they've got to bless us? Could we encourage them again? It's so, so good to have you guys here. And panel beaters, I love having panel beaters here. That's awesome. So guys, I'm not a preacher, I'm not even a traditional teacher, but I'm really about creating a few moments over the next couple of days where we can be together and we can connect with God. And I don't want to be talking while you're sitting and listening for the rest of this evening. What I'd like to do is clear some space. We okay with that? And I think we could probably do well with half the room cleared. Yeah. We'll leave this set of chairs here because then we've got the sound desk all covered. Could we, and what's the most efficient way to create some space here, do you reckon? Is it stacking them or, yep. And where would you like them? Stacks of seven, just over in this corner here? Yeah. Could we do that, fellas? So I should just give you a little heads up there. The thing I love the most about men's retreats is it's not the speakers. It's every one of you. We are the men's retreat. What we bring is what we experience together. And so I'm going to want to create a space in a minute where we can reconnect, and we need to move these chairs out. So let's do that. Thank you very much, fellas. Where's my good friend? Thank you. I was looking for my water. Yeah, yeah. Now, what are you doing in shorts, mate? You've got to be a local, haven't you? No.